Well, the little urn containing those famous cricketing ashes might already be secured for Australia, but there's still so much to play for in the final test getting underway this Sunday in Sydney. Not least because we've learned in the last half hour that the Aussie batsman Usman Khawaja will retire from test cricket, and the match at the SCG will be his final appearance in the baggy green. Warwick Hadfield's back with us. Warwick, why did Usman Khawaja say that this was the right time?
Common sense, I would have thought, Barbara. 39, just that, you know, to be at the elite and to be the world's best, it's you only have to fall away a fraction and you're no longer there. And, you know, that inept shot in Melbourne probably suggested mentally as well as physically he wasn't quite where he needed to be to continue on. A lot of younger players, people have been pushing them up to replace him and so on. And it really, I mean, he's a sensible man. He's a very thoughtful man, Usman Khawaja. If he couldn't read the writing on the wall now, you know, he was never really going to do it. And to leave it to the selectors to drop him, as was probably going to be the case, it would have been a silly move. So he goes out with dignity. He goes out with grace. He goes out with an average as an opener, close to 50. And that puts him in elite class. You know, Matthew Hayden, Justin Langer, Bill Laurie, even his old mate from schoolboy days, David Warner. So if he'd hung around and, you know, let that average diminish, you know, it wouldn't be the way we want to remember him. I always remember him for his unbelievably lyrical cover drives. He was a beautiful player of those strokes, sometimes reminiscent of even David Gower, another great left-hander. But as, you know, even in the build-up to this season, he wasn't scoring as many runs in Sheffield Shield, even though he was one of the incumbent openers and everyone had him inked in. By the time of the third test, he had been omitted, but he got a chance because of Steve Smith's ear issues, and he took it. He scored 80 in one of those innings since then, but you know, generally you could just sense that it was less of the lyrical and a bit more of the, you know, he really had to grind out his runs.
And Michael Clark said he'd love to see him go out by hitting a century. Is that dream talk or realistic?
Well, Greg Chappell did it at that very ground at the SCG against Pakistan in 1983-84 summer. So it can be done. You can leave them wanting more. And I think that's the secret of this, or not the secret, this is the essence of this very thing. Leave them wanting more rather than, you know, having to be rung up and told that you're no longer in the test side and perhaps playing a couple of innings that were way below what you were capable of 5 or 6 years earlier.
What does Cricket Australia need from this fifth and final test?
5 days, Barbara. Yeah. Even the Prime Minister yesterday was urging them. And then in part, I understand why he was doing that, because McGrath Day, the breast cancer day, is Wednesday. And of course, I had a friend who was supposed to go to the Boxing Day test to be honoured for 50 years of service to the game on the third day of the Boxing Day test. Mm-hmm. That's been postponed, and there would have been many, well, as we know, that was the least of Cricket Australia's or Cricket Victoria's worries. It was about somewhere between $10 and $25 million was lost because of gate takings. So everyone will be looking at the pitch, the colour of it. Now, Todd Murphy, the spinner, he wears glasses, and he said he wasn't able to see quite what was in the pitch because of his poor eyesight, but it looked a bit greener than he hoped. But by Sunday, depending on the weather in Sydney and depending what the curator does, as we called it yesterday, a curator's egg of a wicket is not what they want at the SCG for the start of the test on Sunday.
It's going to be a great one. Warwick Hadfield, thank you so much.
Good on you, Barbara. Have a great weekend.
You too. Warwick Hadfield there on that breaking news that Usman Khawaja will retire from test cricket after the fifth Ashes test, which begins on Sunday.